You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
Happy full moon, you guys. It's crazy. I feel like I just put out the podcast for the Capricorn new moon, but here we are. I hope wherever you're listening to this from, you get a glimpse of this beautiful full moon in Leo. Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. I'm your host, your friend, and astrologer, Stephanie Powers. Who doesn't love the sign Leo? Leo, ruled by the sun. Leos are known for their drama, both for fun times and parties, but also to bring the heat in life. Leo is ruled by the ego, right? When you guys invest in readings with me, I always tell you, for those of you who are done your Saturn return or currently in it, I deliver an identity crisis. I say, you know, a part of the reason why your Saturn return is sometimes more difficult than other transits is because you are leaving your sun sign, your ego behind, and you're stepping into your rising sign. First Saturn returns are known as an initiation into adulthood. This is why between the ages of 28 and 30, we go through things like getting married or getting divorced, having children or losing custody of children, getting our dream job and buying our first house, or losing a job and losing our place of residence and moving back in with parents. It's very common to have like a quarter-life crisis during your Saturn return. And this is when you leave your ego, sun sign, behind and step into your rising sign. And so Leo is ruled by the ego. The sun ego rules Leo. This full moon is set to be either super fun, just a core memory of what life feels like when it's fun, or it could bring up a lot of drama. Before we jump into that, a little bit of housekeeping to keep the community alive and thriving. If you guys haven't already left a review for the show on whatever platform you're listening from, please, please do that. You know why. It helps us grow the show and stay sustainable out there in the world. Another thing I want to remind you, it's kind of like, do you guys have this with your family or friends where you're like, hey, if the internet or if cell phone towers go down, be it a natural disaster or a man-made thing, what do we do? What's our game plan? If there's no way to contact each other, what is our game plan? Like, we all meet at the house or we all meet at so-and-so's house within an hour. What's the game plan? Well, when you work on the internet like I do, it's really smart and responsible. Look at me feeding my Saturn and Capricorn right now to have a backup plan so that I am not 100% putting all of my eggs in one social media basket. And that is our Monday newsletter. I call it What's New and Good because it's a continuation of my thoughts here on the podcast. And I kind of take a step back from astrology and into just life. The good parts, the bad parts. I try and twist things and do my Scorpio moon magic where I talk about some really heavy things and I transmute that poison into medicine for the What's New and Good newsletter. So if you haven't already signed up for that, I want you to be a part of our backup plan, but to also just enjoy a Monday morning email of starting the week off fresh with a story of triumph or courage or just laughter, because I am a Sag after all. So go to lightworkers-lounge.com and a pop-up should appear to pop in your email and subscribe. No, I don't send you ads. I'll announce a sale like once a year. But for the most part, it is genuinely just an email that it's a continuation of Lightworkers Lounge. And I love when you guys respond. At the end of the email, we play We're Not Really Strangers. And I always ask you guys these high mileage questions about yourself. Like last week's was, what do you wish you had more time for? And I love when you guys hit reply and share your responses. They're so, like I was saying in the last episode about Aquarius, you guys are so cool. You're just really incredible people. And I hope you know that. I'm privileged to meet people from all over the world through my job. And you guys are fascinating. You're absolutely fascinating. And I've lived all over the United States, from the west to the east, the south to the north. And you guys are just so cool. It's really what keeps me going, just as a human being. is to know that there's people like you out there in the world that exist, that are working your magic, that are healing your soul. And a lot of you listening are mothers and fathers, and you're raising incredible babies in such an organic, disrupting the norm way. And you guys are just, I want to be you when I grow up. So thank you for that. So leave a review, subscribe to the email. And of course, if you want a personal reading with me, use your podcast listener discount code gratitude, because I'm thankful for you, and go to lightworkers-lounge.com. If you do not know your sun, moon, and rising sign, I suggest you start with the basic birth chart reading. And that is where I will break all that down and we will figure it out together. If you are familiar with yours and you're ready to really kick it up a notch and look at all the planets and some transits thrown in there too, the advanced readings, we get wild. We pull in a lot of different things to really give you concise clarity on a specific subject or just do a deep soul dive into you, the blueprint of you. But I do suggest you know at least your moon sign in order to sign up for the advanced reading. So lightworkers-lounge.com, click on birth chart readings, use your podcast listener discount code gratitude, and I will see you on Zoom. Now let's get into this full moon in Leo. So in astrology, we are taught traditionally that you set goals, you start something new, talk about new things you want to manifest, plant seeds around the new moon. And then 2 weeks later, on the full moon, those seeds should have sprouted. You should start to see results from that new moon manifestation. But honestly, the more and more I study astrology and have experience in readings and use it, of course, in my own personal life, the more I'm like, no, that is such a short time. And hear me out, Aquarians will understand. I swear time is speeding up. Perhaps this is just aging, but I just feel like whatever chronological energy is in the air is speeding up. I am so confused that it is late January now. It's still 2016 in my mind, so I don't know what's going on. But I just don't resonate anymore with you start something new and then in 2 weeks you should see manifestations of it. I think it's kind of irresponsible. Is that the right word? I think it's just, it doesn't resonate. It might resonate with other people, but to me personally, it doesn't. I think really great things and good things take a lot of time. And I think when we, in the spiritual, esoteric world, when we tell people and teach people, you know, set an intention and then 2 weeks later it'll happen, can really make people question themselves. Am I not doing this right? Because I actually feel like I took two steps backwards. I do not. I feel like my seeds I planted in the ground are dead or duds. How come everybody else is doing it but me? I just think it can be a little dangerous to say that. And so what you'll find that I start teaching on Instagram and on here with astrology and new moons and full moons, working with the moon, is I'm going to look back at the last time the moon was either new or full in the same sign. So a little tidbit, I want you to remember a fact about astrology is every month we have a new and a full moon. And every month that new moon and that full moon are connected to something that will happen in 6 months after or connected to a moon that happened 6 months prior. So we are talking about the full moon in Leo. This is wrapping up the ending, the culmination of the last time the moon was new in Leo. And the moon is always new in a sign where the sun is in the same sign, hence why it's a new moon, because the sun is blocking it. There you go, a little science, astronomy thrown in there for you. So the last time we had a new moon in Leo, we're going to count back about 6 months. And the exact date for that is August 16th, 2023. We had the new moon in Leo. And so if you planted seeds around then, or if you used that new moon to manifest something, now on January 25th, 2024, you should start to see, feel some manifestations, some things in your reality that are directly connected to that moon. Does that make sense? So remember with a couple weeks ago when I had the New Moon in Capricorn podcast and I said, write a note to yourself 6 months from now, which would be late June from the time I recorded that New Moon episode. Have a pop-up on your phone of where you are, what you're planting, what your intentions are, and see how well you worked with that energy. You worked with the stars, paddled with the stream instead of upstream, and where you're currently at. Sometimes it's a hard reality to face to say, okay, we are in the full moon in Leo. Since the new moon in Leo 6 months ago, back in August 2023, let me look at my current reality. It's currently January 25th, 2024. Let me look around. Where am I? Who am I with? What am I doing for work? How are my finances? How is my physical health? I mean, just look at the whole, and IIN, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition that I went to when I was a health coach. They call it the primary food plate. It's like this, a wheel of rainbow colors, like a pie, kind of like your birth chart. And each slice is a different area of life that we're taught as health coaches to check in with these areas before you even talk about food or exercise, because these are more important than what someone eats. And so with this full moon in Leo, ask yourself, take a look at all the primary food on your plate. How are things going? What's working? What's not? Is everything doing good? Great job. You've been working with your heart, your mind too, taking calculated risks. You have been balancing the energies between the cosmos and the density here on Earth very well. If you look around and you're like scratching your head going, golly, nope, primary food's not looking so good, Steph, that's okay. That is okay. Life has seasons. Life happens. Maybe 2023 was one of the hardest years of your life, and we need to grieve. We need to heal. We need to rest sometimes and not charge after our goals, right? It's human. We just can't get stuck there. We can't fall into the trap of being addicted to social media. I was thinking of making this a podcast of its own, but giving you guys like three things that I need you to start doing as Pluto is getting settled into Aquarius for the next 18 years. And number one is, do you recognize how social media is affecting you? I do. Of course, I'm a human. I fall victim to the scrolling every single day. I know after, like, say I have a tough conversation for work or in my relationship, or I look at my bank account and all the bills I just paid, and I'm like, woo, getting a little close there, and I start to feel a little cortisol stress. I recognize that my eyeballs, boop, go down to my phone, and I'm like, maybe if I just scroll for a little bit. It's like smoking a cigarette, and so I'll allow myself to smoke that proverbial cigarette, but I have to tell myself after I'm scrolling for so long, there is a little voice in my head that says, hey, in this time, you could have written two paragraphs for your book. In this time, you could have taken Jeffrey outside, my pug, and looked at the palm tree and just absorbed the beauty of this chapter of life. Like, what are you doing, sis? Okay, like, that's enough cigarettes for what? That's enough. We can't binge on here. It's to do that. And so I share that because if you're in this full moon and life feels dramatic, which we'll get into why Leo rules that, perhaps you have fallen victim to these behavior modifications that we are subconsciously falling victim to and don't even realize it. Look at me on my Aquarius game here. So this is the full moon in Leo. Check back, pause right here, or write it down for later when you get a quiet moment to flip through your photos, your journal entries, your Instagram or social media posts from August 16th, precisely 2023. I looked back at this date and guys, that's the first day I took a guitar lesson when I was living on my family's farmland in Indiana. I went for my very first guitar lesson, and that is something I have dreamt of doing since I was a child, and I did it. And Leo rules our inner child and creativity, and it's so cool. And I see it in you guys when we have your readings and I show you dates, like literal dates, and a lot of you guys keep journals and you can flip back and go, holy shit, this is what happened on that day, right? Like I remind you guys, humans have lived without astrology for eons. And so don't get too caught up in negative transits or this or that, because life will go on. Life will continue whether you're working with a transit or not, okay? It's just fun to kind of bring a more seamless energy to life when we work with nature, not against it. And so I just booked the lesson on this day because I remember going up to the secretary and being, she's like, all right, when you want to start your first, my first lesson. I got one free lesson with the purchase of my guitar. Coco, I named her. And I was like, I don't know, when Wednesdays are good for me. When do you have any availability? And she's like, yeah, August 16th. And I was like, okay, sure. Sounds perfect. I didn't know at the time that was the new moon in Leo. So boom, there it is. And now how I wrap this up with a full moon in Leo, I pick up the guitar every morning and just strum my favorite songs. It's amazing. And, you know, I don't want to be a rock star or a pop star eventually. I would love to produce music, but it's not something I'm going to charge after. But just the act of being a beginner at something at 34 years old really humbles you and really, it's a check to your ego in a good way. In a good way, right? We need our ego. It's our personality. It's our character. But when we get so tied to it, when we latch on to it, we get a fragile ego that we look like is really strong and rooted. But some of the most strong, self-confident people with the highest amount of self-value and self-worth are consistently being beginners at something. We get into this mindset, especially in our 20s and 30s, maybe our 40s, where we're like, I don't want to be a beginner at something, because to be a beginner puts me in a vulnerable position, which means I'm weak, which means people don't think I'm worthy or valued. Right? It was quite an ego hit, but I was so high on, oh my God, I've dreamt of this all my life. I don't care how old I am. When I walked through the music academy to where I was meeting my teacher way out back, and I saw children getting dropped off, and every room just had kids getting out of school, and I was the oldest by far. I was like, yo, nobody in here has crow's feet like me. This is weird. And for a split second, I was like, this is sad. Like, I never got to be a elementary school, middle school kid. Like, there was literally a 7-year-old just beating on the drums like Metallica. I was like, this is insane. That I saw 8-year-olds playing electric guitar like it was born into their hands. And I'm like, I don't even know how to hold a guitar. Holy shit. Right? It's wild. It's like learning a new language. And it's one way to learn it through Duolingo or on the internet. But then when you go into the community with people who speak that as their native tongue, and you're like, whoa, what are they going to laugh at me when I speak and try to speak their language? Or, right? It's an ego check, but it's good. I think it's really healthy. And so think of these things. What have you become a beginner of since this new moon in Leo, and now wrapping it up with this full moon in Leo on January 25th? So think back to that time and ask yourself, what has my ego grown through? Where has my ego gotten stronger yet softer at the same time? Leo is a fire sign. It's fun. It rules parties, friends. Oh, Leos, they just love their friends, especially Leo women. They love, while they rule being in the spotlight, they love nothing more than if their friends are shoulder to shoulder with them in front of the camera, looking just as good as them. They love it. I've truly never met women, especially, and I don't know too many Leo men to speak on this, who love to support their friends. I mean, front row, shouting, holding a sign. That's my girl. Yes, look at her. That's one thing I absolutely love about Leo women, is they love to support their friends. They are the ones who pay full price for their friends' products and services, and they share them everywhere. They are just so loud and proud. And knowing Leo's symbol is a lion, think about Jael and I watch so many nature and animal documentaries. There's not one we haven't seen. I love documentaries. But we watch a lot about lions, and, you know, male lions are pretty solo creatures, but female lions, they're with their, is it a herd?
a pack?
A pride. It's a pride. They are with their pride and they hunt together. They help each other. They raise each other's cubs together. That's just what I think of when I think of Leo women. Warmth. Leo rules creativity, fertility, children, our inner child, children around us. And so, yes, a Leo full moon, if there's anyone listening who's trying to conceive or thinking about bringing children into the world, or if you already have children, think about your fertility or your motherhood journey around last August. What was coming up? Was it dramatic? Were there issues? Did you decide to try and conceive around that time? Perhaps this is when you do. This is a very, very fertile full moon. If you guys read my book, It's Just a Phase, Journaling with the Moon. It's now on sale on Amazon, by the way. Check it out. I have a whole chapter about fertility in the moon. And when a woman ovulates on a full moon and then has her menstrual cycle with her bleed on the new moon, she is what we call a white witch. She is super fertile. She's working in tune with nature. And so especially women who are on that cycle right now, who are ovulating with the full and bleeding with the new, this full moon in Leo is the most fertile of the full moons all year because it rules fertility and conception and children. Now, if you are like, nope, don't want kids or done having kids, that's not something on my radar. This is the moon of creation, the fifth house. This is Leo's energy. It doesn't have to be creating a child. It can be giving birth to a new idea. When you think of creating an artistic project, let's just use painting, for example. The idea is inspired by a muse, right? That muse is like the egg in your ovary. And then a sperm that, wow, we're really getting into sex ed here. It's like a sperm that meets your egg and then boom, the miracle of creation. And that in your mind is like, aha, I know what I want to paint. I'm so inspired by that event, that relationship, that love. Leo rules romance and love too. So think about that. Who did you fall in love with? Either someone new or over again with a current partner in August. There could be a culmination of that relationship around this time. But you have something and you create it. And then the idea of creating this painting is essentially growing in your womb, which if it's not a literal child, it's your mind, body, and soul. It's like, okay, these are the colors I want. I want to do a little bit of watercolor, a little bit of oil painting. This is the idea. So it's ruminating, right? A painting takes months sometimes. Writing a book, the idea sits in your mind for sometimes years. And then writing it is another year or so. And then editing it and polishing it is another year or so. We are pregnant with ideas for so long until we finally get the hunch to give birth to the idea, to the creative project, and put it out into the world. That is another definition of this Leo fifth house creativity. What creative idea did you really have around last August? Are you ready to birth it out into the world? It's time to let it shine, says this Leo full moon. Now, the disempowered side of Leo is drama. It is just drama. Leo is ruled by the sun. It is so known to be a sign of fun, warmth, happiness that it's weird to realize that they also rule catfights. Catfights. Like, these aren't catastrophic fights that just alter your life and scar you. These are just annoying, ego-driven catfights. The lion, right? And so sometimes with full moons in Leo, please, no matter what sign the full moon is in, just the full moon as a whole is quite literally dehydrating, pulling water out of our 70% liquid bodies, causing our brains to not be thinking straight. And as a result, emergency rooms are crowded. Teachers want to pull their hair out because kids are going crazy. Police officers are so busy because we're all kind of woo-woo. But Leo, being the sign of catfights, drama, oh, the drama, we can really get some crazy drama and fights going on under this moon. So please utilize this energy, focus your attention, do not feed into anybody's egos throwing punches at you. Just block them and remove yourself, please, because they can turn a little cat fight can turn into a catastrophe. A little spark of ego fire can turn into a bonfire real quick under this full moon. So watch it. You do not have to participate. You always have a choice. Choose wisely. It can be a time where we really feel our low three selves. Do you guys remember me talking about this in the last Leo season? Self-esteem, self-worth, self-value, self-confidence too. Maybe this full moon really shines a light in your inner world of how these three things are really low. And they're so low that you can't even come up with a creative idea because you just don't feel inspired. Utilize the Aquarian season to come back to yourself and love yourself, your eccentric, unique self. Cheating and infidelity. Oh, these are another thing that fall under this moon. Leos, they find themselves in love triangles right next to Libras. They just love love, and Leos do. They love drama, whether or not a Leo moon person. This is the number one sign of people who are like, did you hear about so-and-so? Leo moons and Leo anywhere in the personal planets, when they hear neighbors fighting, they are the ones that grab a snack and go sit out and just watch. And people are like, stop, give them privacy. And Leos are like, oh, no, no, this is good. This is real good. Just own it, Leo moons and Leos. You guys love the fire. Whose ego is going to win this one? But cheating and infidelity does fall under this. There is just gossip. There is lying. There's romance. There's when you get humans and romance and love and heart overhead involved in things, it always gets a little fiery. So under this full moon, direct your energy away from these things. Choose very wisely. Think about it. Okay, you guys, of course, if you would like to know how this full moon directly impacts you, look to the house where Leo rules in your chart and expect to feel healed inner child or a burst of creativity, or just expect to have fun in this area of life and really pay attention to this area of life to avoid any drama, any sparks that get started here. So some thought-provoking questions to journal to under this full moon in Leo. How have you connected to who you really are since August? Have you been following your heart since August? Where have you not been following your heart since August and why? Who have you shared your goals, your dreams, things that just light you up? Who have you shared happiness with that gave you a negative reaction? And this could be as subtle as you just read their body language and you could see it in their eye movement and their arm movement that they were either jealous or something that lit you up triggered their inner self. Who can you share things with that genuinely is happy for you? You can see the glow in their eyes. And who do you share happiness and success with that you can feel is a little jealous? Have you done anything where you're a beginner? Why or why not? Gaze at this full moon and make a promise to yourself. You ready for this? I will be loyal to myself first, above all. I will be loyal to myself first, above all. I think a great quote to wrap up the Leo full moon is, we cannot be selfless unless we are first selfish. If we do not take care of our hearts first, and tap into having fun and remembering that life is supposed to be warm sometimes because we harness and utilize and store the warmth of good, happy, fun memories to battle the dark winter, quote unquote, seasons of life. And if we don't have enough sunshine, glow, warmth, and remember who we are before mom, daughter, son, father, all those roles and responsibilities, we will be grumpy. We will be an angry, grouchy lion. We will snap easily and we won't show up. And we'll just keep harming children and everybody's inner children when we don't give ourselves some glow. So in order to be selfless, you've got to be selfish. I will be loyal to myself above all, no matter the reaction of others. And that's all I got for you guys. Lightworkers-lounge.com to book a birth chart reading. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next episode. Bye.